Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I hesitate to say this, but we're slightly light on media news.
It's been a very Waitangi heavy week.
It's true.
The actual media has just all been at Waitangi.
It's true.
Doing their job, which is cool. But yeah, not a lot of media stories around.
We got a couple of things we can run through though.
All right, hit us.
I did just want to mention on the Wairere, Rawiri YTT thing with the tie. Man, that's stupid.
It is.
How stupid is that?
It's so stupid.
It's really bad. And I hate to blow up your beautiful BFM new spot, but just minor technicality. He didn't get ejected for not wearing a tie. He got ejected because he continued to speak while not called upon by the speaker. But he was not called upon by the speaker because he wasn't wearing a tie.
It's one of those things where you just think there are so many dumb rules in there, and that some of them have very useful purposes.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that there's a speaking order and that there's a way in which people are able to have their say. But when someone is unable to have their say for something as dumb as not wearing a tie, but wearing a taonga instead, which, I mean, I think anybody can agree has probably got, you know, if you had like a scale of cultural and sort of like, you know, just social weight.
Yeah, yeah.
A tie is just a piece of fabric.
You 100%. But on the converse as well, like for Māori people, I think there is an entirely legitimate argument. Like he calls it a colonial noose, which I think is, it is a full-on symbol of oppression for some people.
Totally.
So I totally get that.
Is the tie just purely an aesthetic rule?
Yeah, they've got a formal dress code in Parliament, and they actually had a review in 2017, and the overwhelming majority of MPs backed up the existing rules, which are that men have to wear a jacket, like a suit jacket and a business tie. Trevor Mallard's personally opposed to it, and he said that numerous times. He thinks the rule's stupid, but he's got to enact the will of the majority of the House.
I just had this image flash into my head of everyone in Parliament turning up in pyjamas or something.
The greatest protest New Zealand's ever seen.
Casual Fridays.
There's fallout continuing from John Banks being a predictably racist a-hole last month on Magic Talk. This is incredible to me. Sean Plunkett got hauled off the air for doing like nothing specific this time, but just, in my opinion, being so racist for so long that management at MediaWorks were like, oh man, the heat is on. We better take this cat off the air. So John Banks said something horrifically racist while filling in for Peter Williams. Sean Plunkett, who was completely not involved in any of this, got yanked. And now there's talks that he might get fired. Sean Plunkett, if you don't know him, is, in my opinion, a piece of shit who had a BSA complaint upheld last year and got MediaWorks fined $3,500. Which is really freaking hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually, you have to go so far to get a BSA complaint upheld.
$3,500 is quite a hefty one as well.
It is.
They range in price, kind of.
I mean, it's like, you definitely get that in publicity from all the rednecks who are like, oh, free speech, da-da-da, when it makes the newspapers. So it's like very much a slap on the wrist with a wet bus ticket. Mm. But yeah, it's just kind of provided this opportunity for media companies that advertise on media to kind of do a bit of a publicity tour as well. Like Vodafone's had the opportunity to grandstand and do this big press release saying that they're ripping their advertising from Magic Talk. And
you know, a lot of people have commented, okay, that's great, but I mean, it's not the first terrible thing that's maybe been spouted on some of those shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's talk back. Like, come on. Stuff's going to happen. So, yeah, I guess this is a watch this space. I'll be stoked if Sean Plunkett goes down for not doing anything specific this time. Like, it'll just be such a crack-up for me. But I have to couch that in saying that these views do not represent that of BFM. I'm not even paid by them. So, what else? Oh, yeah, there's been an Australian journalist who's been formally arrested in China, which is pretty horrible, after being detained since August.
Yeah.
So, in China, they can detain you for a really long time without legal consultation, which is what has happened.
Mm. And now she's been formally arrested.
Cheng Li has been formally arrested. She's Chinese-born, but she's an Australian journalist. And I think she should know this. She's an anchor on China's state-run English language news service, CGTN, She's been arrested on spying charges.
Crikey.
Oh. Which, you know, may or may not hold up.
Yeah. Oh.
And whether or not they're true may or may not be reflected in the legal outcome of whatever the Chinese government decide. So that's pretty bad and scary.
That's caused some quite big waves internationally. Do you think there's going to be an international intervention from any particular, like, what's Australia doing about this, do you know?
It's an interesting one, man. I think everyone's trade relations are so wrapped up in China being such a huge economy now that, like, everyone treads so incredibly lightly. Australia has been prodding China about this specific case for a long time, while Cheng has been held basically without charge for so long. Mm. But all of the statements coming from Canberra have been a very light touch, very gentle, because no one wants to upset China too much. So yeah, it's watch this space. I wouldn't be surprised if nothing happens, but I hope that something does. So yeah,
totally.
I just don't know. But hey, while I'm on the air,
you got
can I plug some stuff?
Go on then. Sick go on. Ass. What's going on?
I've got a comedy gig tomorrow at Whammy that everyone should come to. It's called The Fuck Around.
Nice.
I'm probably allowed to say that on here because it's the name of the show.
Yep.
And kind of music adjacent because I've got Luke, the drummer from Dick Move, who'll be drumming live on stage.
Cool.
Like, during
the show.
That'll
be awesome.
So it'll be really sick. You can get tickets if you Google The Fuck Around, probably.
Timbat.
Yeah. Or if you go to timbat.co.nz, it's on my shows page. There's a link on there.
Will he be drumming like boom boom tsh when you hit a punchline?
Absolutely not. Oh. That's going to be banned. Maybe we'll do it once at the start.
Please do that, Luke. Yeah.
Luke, Luke showed me the suit that he's going to wear. It's going to be sick as. And we've got really good comedians on as well.
Awesome.
So it's
going to
be a very good time. And I'm actually working on a little podcast at the moment that I might need some BFM listeners' help with.
Ooh la la, what have we got?
It's called The Maker Upperers. Madeline Sami, Jackie Van Beek, who you might know from The Breaker Upperers, the movie, very successful Kiwi comedy that came out a couple of years ago. The movie was all centered around them making a company where you hire them to break up with your partner because you like can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And they felt bad about all the negative energy they put into the universe, so now they're flipping it. So Mads and Jackie are now like IRL trying to repair people's relationships.
Excellent.
And like some of them are romantic. There's old flames that we're trying to reunite. It's like flatmates who have fallen out, family members who are estranged. All these sorts of relationships that need repair. So if you've got anyone in your life or you know someone who might like benefit from Madeline Sami and Jackie Van Beek intervening and acting as a bit of a like
therapy?
Relationship counsellor, bit of a therapist to try
Agony
and patch
aunties.
Things up.
It's free therapy, is it?
Then grab a pen right now and write down this email address, hello@pickyfilms.com. That's hello@pickyfilms.com and get in touch with us.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, Tim. They sound like some cool projects. Maybe see you cracking some jokes and doing some drum rolls tomorrow night.
Hell yeah. It's going to be great.
All right. Ka kite.
Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. All right.